Item 2, from the Executive Director of the War Memorial Center, submitting unaudited financial statements for the recent fiscal quarter. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Ms. Kildegard, welcome. Would you introduce yourself for our folks out there listening?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and County Supervisors. I'm Lori Kildegard, Director of Finance and Administration at the War Memorial Center.
Welcome.
We have submitted to you the War Memorial Center's third quarter financial statement. These statements cover the War Memorial Center operating fund, which includes expenses and revenues associated with the daily operations of the War Memorial Center, and the reserve fund, which includes cash disbursements and cash receipts for other special projects associated with the War Memorial Center. As noted on the financial statement for the operating fund, we had over $200,000 in unpaid expenses at the end of September, which was unusual and due to not receiving our third quarter tax levy allocation until early October. The majority of these invoices were utility expenses and service contracts. Projecting out until the end of the year, we will be $255,000 under budget for expenses, which is primarily a result of the Milwaukee Art Museum taking over management responsibilities of the mechanical systems on October 1st for the space they occupy at the War Memorial Center. On the revenue side, we are projecting to be $50,000 better than budget for parking revenue. This is a result of a few parking revenue sources. We increased our daily parking rate by $1. Our sales to the general public for monthly parking has been better than budget, and we saw an increase in festival parking revenue due to additional special events at the lakefront, such as the Harley-Davidson event. We are also projecting to be $20,000 better than budget in facility rentals, mostly due to increased rental rates. Overall, the number of events and attendance at the War Memorial Center is slightly higher than last year, and we are projecting to end the year with a balanced budget. The reserve fund statement includes, as I indicated, receipts and disbursements associated with the special projects with a restricted purpose, as shown on the report. Last night, the War Memorial Center was proud to unveil the completion of two important projects, the restoration of the mosaic on the west side of the facility and the lighting of the Lincoln statue, which are part of a multi-phase renovation plan called Operation Renew. Operation Renew will restore the War Memorial Center so that our veterans and their families have an appropriate venue to remember and reflect, to honor and memorialize, and to celebrate life and freedom. The War Memorial Center, a goal of the Operation Renew is so the War Memorial Center will be a model of excellence. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my report.
Thank you. Questions by committee, Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how long have you been with the War Memorial, Ms. Kildegard?
I've been there 25 years.
25 years. Wow. Okay. And I know that many times, but I know that when some of our other cultural facilities, for instance, Charles Ellis needed some help in the whole financials or whatever, you've come in and pinch hit and helped them, you know, and taken one for the team. Is that correct?
Correct. For a period of time, we handled all the accounting and payroll for the Charles Ellis Volunteers Museums. They have become independent and handle those responsibilities now.
Very good. Last night, as you mentioned, the mosaic was spoken about, and then the lighting of the Lincoln statue. Did you get a chance to talk to our 16th president of the United States?
Yes, I had my picture.
Yes, and did he have any words of wisdom for the Milwaukee County Board at all?
Nothing that he specifically mentioned to me.
Thank you, Lori.
Is that all?
What do you think? I had some productive.
Supervisor Stamper, then Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning. Consulting fees of $75,000 of attorney fees. Is that just the expense of the War Memorial, or is that split between the Art Museum?
That includes $50,000 of attorney's fees associated with the negotiations with the Milwaukee Art Museum. They did give us that same amount as an offset in miscellaneous revenue to compensate us for that.
Okay, so $50,000 was art museum and $25,000 was being paid by the War Memorial? Is that what you're saying?
No, we received a payment of $50,000 from the Milwaukee Art Museum.
For the attorney fees?
Yes.
Okay. 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 Who were the attorneys?
White Hirschbeck Dudek.
Who?
White Hirschbeck Dudek.
Okay. All right. I guess they wrote up all those contracts and stuff. All right. That's it for now, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Kildegard, are the financial statements that you presented to us cash basis or accrual basis?
They're cash basis.
And based on what fiscal year?
December 31st.
And how often are the financial statements audited?
Annually.
So we would expect to see your audited financial statements for this calendar and fiscal year probably around March?
Correct.
Or March or April time
March.
Frame? And can you tell us why you use a cash basis rather than an accrual basis?
The War Memorial Center has historically been on a cash basis of accounting, and per my knowledge, that's how Milwaukee County has requested our financial reporting be submitted.
If Milwaukee County were to determine that an accrual basis would be more appropriate for reporting to this committee and to the board, would the War Memorial Center be able to comply with converting from cash to accrual basis?
I'd certainly bring it to the attention of the board, War Memorial Center Board of Directors.
In looking at the financial statements, I see statements about a true excess or deficit and additional disbursements not paid. Normally, under an accrual basis, those would be described as liabilities and delineated a little bit further, as they were on the MPM's financial statements that we had just heard. I don't see any report of assets listed in these financial statements. Is there a reason for that, or do you care to comment on that?
Being on a cash basis of accounting, our assets would typically just be cash on hand, and certainly we can provide those reports to the committee and Milwaukee County.
Even cash on hand is not included in these reports, correct?
Correct.
One moment, Mr. Chairman. I'm just checking to see if I have any other questions. Mr. Chairman, would it be in order to make a motion to refer this report to the comptroller for to answer the question of whether or not it would be more appropriate for Milwaukee County to receive these reports on an accrual basis?
Sure, you're welcome to do that.
I'd like to make that motion.
The motion is to refer to the comptroller's office. Is there discussion of the motion? Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I can ask the supervisor, what's the benefit of accrual versus cash basis as you see it in regards to an organization that's been doing this for 25 years, please? Thank you.
I'd be happy to comment on that, Mr. Chairman. Speaking generally, cash basis is similar to balancing your checkbook. It only lets you look at what you have and what you have spent. Accrual basis allows you to look at what your liabilities and obligations are, as well as what funds you may have coming into you that you have not yet received and accounted for. An example is if you look at the War Memorial Center's financial statements in front of us, it shows revenues that they've received to date. How do we know that they didn't receive a $10,000 check in September that was a prepayment for a wedding reception next summer? An accrual basis accounting would show that they've received the $10,000, but they're not counting it as revenue yet. They're simply holding it because they're going to provide the service next year. Whereas cash basis accounting does not allow us to see that. It's almost like a layer removed and is can easily confuse funding from one year to another. Further, if you were to compare on item one today, when we looked at the MPM's financial statements, they were on an accrual basis. So we could see how much cash they have in the bank, how much money they owe out. If you look at the War Memorial Center statements in front of us today, because they're on a cash basis, we have no idea if they have $5 in the bank or $1 million in the bank. And that would be important information for this committee and the board to know when we're making decisions about financially related to these entities. It's my understanding that the War Memorial Center has historically been on a cash basis. I hypothesize that there was a miscommunication in the past. I think that referred to the comptroller, we will probably receive an opinion that, like all of the other cultural institutions that report to the board, it should be on an accrual basis. And it would be one thing if the War Memorial Center needed to account on a cash basis internally, as many organizations do, or for tax purposes, but usually for reporting and management decisions, it's generally accepted across the United States that accrual is more appropriate. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Further comments on the motion, Supervisor Stasiewicz?
Well, Mr. Chair, first of all, I'm not really sure if a motion is appropriate. I mean, this is on our agenda as an information item only. There's nothing noticed for anything of this nature, so I'm not really sure if a formal motion and vote is appropriate before the committee.
I would just comment that it's within the purview of the committee to refer these matters should they choose to. It's been noticed for agenda, but the question has been raised, and the motion is to refer to the comptroller's office regarding the question of the appropriateness of cash versus accrual basis of accounting, and I think that's probably a reasonable question for us to answer.
Well, I don't disagree with that part of it. I think the chair ought to direct maybe a communication or letter to the comptroller following the discussion, asking for their opinion, perhaps asking for some more comments from the War Memorial. I'm just saying it's not noticed for this type of action, so I'm not really sure if it's appropriate to be voting on
a
formal motion.
We have received a report from Ms. Kildegard, which was, in fact, the nature of the item itself. We are now taking that subsequent report and simply referring it, along with the question as to whether or not that method of counting is. I find no harm, no foul here. If it's simply a procedural matter and we'd rather do it by letter, I suppose we could. But ultimately, I think the answer to the question that's being sought by the supervisor is one that demands our attention. Supervisor Alexander, would you like to withdraw it and do it by letter?
Thank you for that opportunity, Mr. Chairman. I'd prefer not to. I would like to clarify that my intention is in no way to ask the War Memorial Center to do past revisions or something of that nature. I've simply recognized that out of all the different cultural entities that report to us, the reporting is inconsistent. And I think that this committee could benefit from receiving future information, but although I am an accountant and have auditing experience, I don't want to make blanket statements that that's the way it should be, and I would prefer to rely on the independently elected comptroller for an opinion like that. So I would appreciate moving forward with at least a vote on the motion, and we can follow up from there.
Okay, well, if we are to be corrected on this matter, it will be at a later date. Right now, we'll proceed with the motion. If there's a Supervisor Hyde.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I stand in support of your remarks, Mr. Chairman, and I would support this resolution, the motion by the Supervisor.
Thank you. Further questions? The motion before us is to refer to the Comptroller. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Stasiewicz.
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 6 ayes, 1 no. The motion to refer item 2 to the comptroller's office is approved.
Thank you very much. Ms. Kildare, thank you for the report. Appreciate your input. And we'll move on to item number 3, please.